This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia is widening its attacks across Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Russian forces have struck critical infrastructure in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and launched multiple strikes on energy infrastructure in Zaporizhia. As Moscow steps up its attacks in Ukraine's south and east, and air raid sirens sound across much of the country. In Kharkiv, authorities believe the shelling would have disrupted heating, electricity and the water supply, while Zaporizhia City Council's secretary says the city has suffered 17 hits in 1 hour, which makes it the most intense period of attacks since the start of the invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Committee of the Red Cross President Mirjana Spoljarek called Friday for free access to all parts of northern Syria and against the politicization of humanitarian aid.
It is very difficult to describe the layers of suffering and destruction that I'm witnessing here in Aleppo. And it's very cold, and there is no heating. My heart goes out to everyone who has lost their loved ones, parents who have lost their children, and children who have lost their parents.
The Syrian government has approved humanitarian aid delivery across the front lines of the country's 12-year civil war, according to state media. That move could speed up the arrival of help for millions of people affected by Monday's deadly 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Aid distribution is expected to take place in cooperation with the United Nations, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent. The United Nations Security Council will next week discuss if it will allow the UN to deliver aid to rebel-held northwest Syria through more than one Turkish border following Monday's devastating earthquake. It's a move Russia does not think is needed. This is VOA News. The French Foreign Ministry confirmed Friday that Iranian-French academic Fariba Adelkhah has been released from Iran's Evin prison. The Foreign Ministry's statement added it was essential that all her freedoms are restored, including being able to return to France if she wishes to do so. The conditions of her release are not yet clear. The U.S. military has shot down a flying object spotted off the coast of Alaska. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It was detected Thursday, says Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder, and shot down a day later.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object.
Described as being about the size of a small car and could have been a danger to aircraft.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
The Pentagon's now working to recover the wreckage of this aerial device. Last Saturday, the military shot down a surveillance balloon from China, which had traveled across parts of the U.S. for a week, leading some to criticize President Biden for a slow response. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Panic in an eastern Congolese town has been blamed on off-duty soldiers firing guns into the air. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The outbreak of gunfire on Thursday sent hundreds of residents fleeing Sake, fearing an advance by M23 rebels. Resident Safiki Mahumbo said the panic had been caused by soldiers from Congo's army.
The people were in their fields working, but when the off-duty soldiers passed here, firing shots in the air, it caused widespread panic, and everyone who's in the fields came running in, thinking that the enemy had entered the city. Instead of them telling us to go home and that the situation was under control, the soldiers kept shooting in all directions. That's why people started fleeing.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Spain on Friday offered citizenship to 222 Nicaraguan political prisoners who were freed and flown to the United States on Thursday. Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Albares said in a video interview that Spain is also ready to receive any other such released prisoners. Those freed include five former presidential hopefuls from Nicaragua who sought to challenge the increasingly authoritarian president, Daniel Ortega. In a 2021 election, they were jailed in an unprecedented dragnet and criminalizing of political dissent in the Central American country. Ortega has described the release as a push to expel criminal provocateurs who sought to undermine Nicaragua. The United States has hailed it as a constructive step toward improving human rights. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.